Piggy and the Juice. Our rap crew.
Piggy and the Juice.
Yeah, yeah. It was when we were doing some, I think it was the Ask the Peach things for YouTube. I don't know how we got onto this.
Ask the onto Peach. The,
yeah, whatever it was.
Ask a Crack.
Ask a Crack, yeah, that's it. Should have been called Ask a Peach.
Piggy and the Juice. Successful.
Yeah, Piggy and the Juice. It was on one of them. I can't remember which one, but yeah. I can't even remember what we're talking
There's
about.
There's so many of them, though. I don't know how you...
I know, yeah.
...could ever track it down.
Trawling.
Literally
trawl through the archive.
There's literally fours of videos.
Yeah. There's a lot, though.
Yeah.
I mean...
We haven't done one for a while, have we?
No.
Why do you think that is?
Start that back up again, shall we? I think it was so popular, we thought, let's not let it get too popular. You know, we're not in it for the success.
No.
You know, if something's going to... get out of control,
yeah,
become, you know, a worldwide sensation.
It's all out of control.
Let's, you know, nip it in the bud,
yeah,
and just move on.
Nip
move,
it in the non-bud.
Move on to something else.
Nip it in the seed.
That should be a saying. Oh, you want to nip that in the seed, mate, before it gets out of control.
Nip that in the packet.
Yeah.
Don't even buy it. Leave the packet on the shelf.
Nip that in the seat.
Nip
factory.
That. Need that. Nip that in the car park of the home base. Nip that in the. Don't bother going in your car driving to home base. Nip that in the.
Please.
When your wife asks you to go to home base to buy a seed packet to get a seed to plant, to create a plant that then has buds that could turn into something unsavory. Nip it in there. Nip her. Don't nip her. Sorry, Joe, I started the intro and you were about to say something. You were on the cusp of saying something there.
Was
I? Rudely cut you off with the intro.
I can't even remember
nipped
what it was.
Nipped it. I nipped you.
You nipped me in the seed.
I nipped you in the seed.
I'd prefer it if you stayed away from my seeds, to be honest.
It's like a fine wine.
I'm just not even going to bother asking why you keep saying that. It's the new splash now. Very minky, isn't it?
Wow.
Don't understand. I've started last few days, 3 or 4 days, trying to come up with ways to spice up
your love life,
the mundane things that I have to do day to day,
right?
Such as, I've only kind of come up with one so far.
Well, first,
mm-hmm.
What mundane things do you do day to day?
I think like housework and stuff, you know.
You do housework?
Not really, but when I...
Hey, you're doing it wrong, lad. Hey, don't buy a dog and bark yourself.
Always northern. Every time.
Because they are.
But who are?
All prejudiced people are northern. All sexually what was the word?
Prejudiced
people.
Mm.
And, yeah, generally.
Sexually prejudiced. I don't think that's...
What?
That means prejudice of people who...
Are sexual.
Yeah. That's not.
Is anyone prejudiced against people that are sexual?
I think you mean chauvinistic.
Oh, I'm sexually prejudiced. Personally, don't appreciate anyone who's sexual. Excuse me, are you sexual?
Can you please stop saying sexual?
How would you interpret that question? If I said to you, Joe, are you sexual?
Yes.
Would you take that to mean? Am I sexually active?
Or am I sexual? Do you find me sexual?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Or do I find myself sexual?
Do I consider myself sexual? What does that mean?
Almost certainly not.
Oh.
It's probably best just to steer clear of that. Like,
yes.
You know, it's like a that fine conversation. Oh, what is wrong with you? But yeah, I've only come up with one so far.
Go on.
It's to do with when I have to wash up.
Right.
Came up with it the other day. By accident.
Go on.
Quite by accident. Fill the bowl up with hot water.
Right.
Suds.
Right.
Washing up liquid, whatever.
Sure, I'm familiar with how washing up works.
Yeah. What I normally do, put in the hot, put the stuff in, let it soak a little bit,
yeah,
get all the grime off, then start scrubbing.
Yeah.
This time, I forgot to put any cold in. So I put my hands in, I was like, oh man, burns quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I thought, okay, see if I can actually clean all the stuff with it this hot. So didn't put any cold in,
right,
and just kept... So I put my hands in for a few seconds. I had the sponge thing in my hand. Put my hands in for a few seconds, grabbed what was ever in there, quickly clean it in the water, hands out before they burn too much.
Why?
And then put the thing.
What are you doing?
It was more fun, wasn't it?
Don't you have television?
I'm not in the kitchen. There's nothing in there.
I mean, this is what you're doing for entertainment.
Well, you know, it just made
scalding
it more
fun. Scalding your own hands.
But not badly. Not to the point where I need to go to hospital or whatever.
Well, good. I'm relieved to hear that.
Just where it goes a bit red or whatever.
It goes a bit red.
You know, like when you get in a hot bath.
I can only imagine what that sounds like. Like listening in at the kitchen door. Just lots of sounds of splashing water and then, ow, ow. Clink, 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 clink. Ow. Clink, clink, clink. Ow. Ooh, ooh. Yes. Yes.
New fastest time.
Yeah. New record.
Yeah. Well, no, it just spices up a little bit.
Wow.
And I'm trying to think of new ones for hoovering and
I mean, you're inflicting like personal, like, pain on your body.
But it probably toughens you up as well, doesn't it?
I don't know.
If anyone ever tries to burn my hands, I'll be like... Yeah.
Do that every day, mate.
That's nothing.
I'd burn
you
want to
see me wash up?
I needlessly burn myself all the time, mate. What are you going to do? I do something similar, but I don't do it in the name of spicing up my life.
Right. Colours of the World.
That's a Spice Girls song, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
How's it go?
Colours of the World, spice up your life. Every boy and every girl, spice
How
up your life.
How do you know the words?
People of the world, spice up your life. Oh, slam it to the left if you're having a good time. Shake it to the right if you know that you feel fine. Slam it to the front. Oh, it's all right. That's how it goes. And I don't know how I know. That's just one of those songs that it was obviously big at the time.
What happened to the Spice Girls?
Just ingrained. It's got old, didn't they?
Are they not that old, are they?
Got old and irrelevant. Quite like us. Except yeah, they were famous and
yeah,
successful. And,
mm,
you know.
Relevant.
Rich. This was a good song, actually.
They had some good songs.
Good pop songs, weren't they? For what they were one of the best.
Is this really the video?
Mm.
I don't think I've ever seen the video. It's all futuristic.
Yeah,
it's all,
they were like on the spaceship dancing around and stuff.
I've no idea if I've got the levels right so you can actually hear us over this.
Probably not.
No one wants to hear us over this. They want to hear the Spice Girls anyway.
Yeah.
Who's the best one? Jerry Halliwell.
Baby Spice.
No, come on.
Yeah, she was my favourite.
Blandy Spice.
No, Hottie Spice.
What?
Yeah, she was
just a bit of nothing.
Nah, she was nice.
She had no sass.
Didn't need sass. She had the look.
Who was the worst?
Mel C.
Sporty.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
No one's favourite was
Mel
C.
But she was the most talented.
What?
Yeah, she wrote all the songs and stuff.
Did she?
And she was the best singer, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't like her voice. I found it quite grating.
Yeah, it's a bit screechy, isn't it?
Jerry Halliwell's voice is all right, wasn't it? Victoria was just along for the ride,
she
to be honest.
She did nothing, did she? Absolutely nothing.
I don't understand what they're going for with this video at all, though.
Don't matter, they were famous and they had loads of money, so they just did whatever they wanted, I guess.
And why shouldn't they?
Yeah.
I'd do that as well.
If they said, right, we've got a budget for your video, 10 million.
Do something pointless.
I'd just say, yeah, go for it.
I wouldn't.
Or I'd say, let's just do the usual film a bit of live stuff. I'll pocket the 9 mil. Pocket the rest of the cash.
No, I wouldn't. And here's why. When you're famous, how should I put this? When you're not famous, your legacy, what you do in your life, what you leave behind, has a much shorter reach. A lot fewer people know what you did and accomplished in your life, who you upset, what you believed in, what you achieved, whether it's positive or negative. It's a much smaller reach. So you don't have to be spectacular, and by the same token, you can get away with kind of being a bit of a jerk. When you're famous, everyone knows your business.
And they've all got an opinion.
Doing something cretinous or doing something, there's more pressure to do something meaningful, I think. So if I was famous, I think I'd want to make sure that everything I put out is good.
Yeah.
Or at least well, not necessarily good, because you don't know. I mean, what is good? That's subjective. But at least I believe in it. Whereas what you're saying there is, I don't really care, mate. Give me the cash. Do what you please.
Yeah.
But then when they look back at us, they'll see, you know, if we both did that, they see, those guys just cashed in.
Yeah.
You know, and is that what you'd want to leave behind when all said and done?
Well, no, not really. But you were just talking about a video.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, it's all, I guess you're allowed to make mistakes, but...
But you're also, you know, you're making the assumption that whoever it is that is famous has some talent.
Well, clearly they all have talent.
Yeah, they do, apart from Victoria. These days, people are famous for being complete crepmeisters. I mean, they are famous for doing nothing.
I mean, look at us. We've reached a global audience. I wouldn't presume to say we're famous, but we're known...
Yeah,
throughout the world, and we do literally nothing.
Like, internationally famous, locally respected.
We literally just talk rubbish.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're the biggest culprits of all.
Well, no, not really, because at least we do something that's actually takes a little bit of skill.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It takes no skill.
But it takes a little bit.
Not really.
Not everyone can do it. You know, whereas...
Does it really take a lot of skill?
Whereas, well, you know, it's if you listen to the stuff we do now compared to what we used, the first stuff we did, it's much better now.
That's chemistry, though.
Yeah, but we were still the same people. We just honed the skill, haven't we? Whereas, you know, being fat and then appearing on a beach in a bikini looking fat and then 6 months later... going on a bit of a diet and appearing on the same beach in the bikini looking a bit slimmer isn't really, in my opinion, a skill.
But you don't get famous just for doing that.
Yeah, people do these days.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like you see on these gossip magazines on the front page. So before and after.
Yes. Okay.
I lost 2 stone doing this and that.
But
I saw one today in the shop.
Yeah.
Now food doesn't control me. But that's not fame.
That's not fame though, is it?
Well, it is these days.
Appearing on a new magazine once, I was raped by the poltergeist of my dead dog.
Yeah, no, not those ones.
Is not fame.
But people who've been on a reality TV or whatever, and then they're famous for just being photographed in places and stuff like that.
Reality TV is the worst.
But they're not doing anything. They're just going about their daily life being cretinous.
Yeah.
People are photographing them and writing about it.
Yeah.
And that's considered famous.
But on the other hand, I suppose, if by doing those things you can make some easy money and then maybe go off and do something that's more meaningful with the rest of your life, having funded it by doing something, you know, whatever.
That's fair enough, but none of them really do they?
I don't know, because you don't hear about them again, so
no.
Who knows?
Well, yeah. I can't imagine the ones I'm thinking of would really have the gumption to do it.
But I wouldn't want to be remembered. And they're not remembered. But I wouldn't want to be archived by the world. I wouldn't want to be on record doing something like that, that brands me as a complete sellout.
Yeah, that's fair
enough. Who'll do anything for money.
Yeah.
Because, people forget about you, but then your name is still going to come up in like an after dinner board game quiz.
Yeah.
And it's like, who was that cret who like...
He went in the jungle and ate kangaroo bollocks.
Yeah.
It splattered all over his face.
Yeah. And then he had to do the chicken dance with all of it over his face. and then he gets one meal token. Yeah. So they can all eat like more testicles for dinner, but share it with and have some bit of rice on the side. That was that guy, wasn't it? Oh, I remember him. Yeah, he had stupid hair as well, didn't he? And he was ugly. You just think, what have I done?
Yeah, why? It wasn't worth 200 quid that I got.
One day you're sitting with some friends and someone's bought a new board game. Oh, you never guess what's just come up on this card, Dave.
This is a bit awkward. Let's put that one to the back, shall we? Let's not ruin the atmosphere.
Let's play Trivial Pursuit instead.
We're all having a nice day today. It's a bit of a family fun day.
That's the thing. Fame, you know,
comes with a price.
You do hear it's becoming cliche now, but you do hear a lot of kids saying things like, "I want to be famous."
Yeah.
I just want to be famous.
Yeah.
Famous for what? Killing, like being a serial killer,
murdering your classmates. They will do anything. They will just, if somebody walked up to them and said, "Do this, you'll be famous," they'll do it. Doesn't matter what it was.
Mm.
You know, no matter how humiliating. If they said, "Do this, put a video of it on YouTube," we'll guarantee you get 10 million hits.
But what they don't realise is there is... The thing is, if someone said to me, "Do this, you can put it on YouTube, you get 10 million hits," I'd be like, hell yes, because I know that I can turn that into a money-generating thing.
Yeah, but it depends what it was.
And I could probably spin it as a producer of a comedy show in a comedic way.
Possibly.
And it would be fine.
What if it was like killing me?
But... The difference, well, we can talk about that.
Spin that.
The difference is that I've thought it through as a means to...
Something better.
To create money to then do something with, to allow me to spend more time working on the show, make the show better, blah, blah, blah. What they're thinking is, I'll be famous and all my friends will see that I'm famous.
Yeah.
And that is where it ends.
Yeah.
Because, well, you're famous, then what? I just want to be famous. Why? For what?
What's the
end goal? That's the bit I don't understand, because I think that would actually be awful.
Yeah.
Just being famous without anything else going with it, goes with it. What?
Because being famous...
What have you got to gain from
being famous is terrible.
Really annoying, yeah.
From what I see, it looks awful.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
An absolute... I would hate every moment.
Exactly, yeah.
If I couldn't walk out of my house because there's paparazzi there taking photos, asking me, you know, shouting questions at me.
Yeah.
If I just wanted to nip down the shop and get a pizza or something.
Joe, why are your hands red? And why is your face red?
What have you been doing? We saw you at Thought Party yesterday. What was it like? Who are you with? What did you do? Where are you going?
It says here, you absolutely loved... It says here, you said, and I quote, "I absolutely loved my time on the new I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here ride, sponsored by Schweppes."
Schweppes.
Did you or did you not say that?
Listen, mate, I just need to go and get a chocolate. What chocolate? Who are you endorsed by? What, Mars? Milky Way? What is it? What's your favourite? Just please, just leave me alone.
Just looking for a Freddo,
just
really.
Get out of my way.
Oh, what's that? Joe Gallagher only eats Freddo. Joe Gallagher on strict Freddo-only diet.
Gorges himself on 20 Freddos a day.
Joe Gallagher, morbidly obese, 25 stone, eats only Freddos.
Look, mate, you can see I'm not 25. So, oh, he's yo-yo dieting. One minute he says he's too fat, the next minute he says he's not. No, that's not what I'm saying. Can you please just get out of my way, please?
Joe Gallagher feeds exclusively Freddos to small Indonesian woman chained in his basement.
You can see how it gets out of hand quite quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that would be quite annoying.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, it'd be in the papers. your family would be phoning you up, you know, what's this? Why are you on this Freddo only diet? Yeah. I'm like, listen, Mum, I'm not. I'm
Freddo I'm all right. only diet.
You know, I'm worried about it. You're going to kill yourself you if you just eat Freddo.
You can't just...
look, Mum, I'm not. It's not true. It's not. I eat all sorts of different chocolate bars.
I do like Freddo's though. Actually,
they're not 10p.
No, that makes me absolutely sick.
I don't know how much they are now, but
I mean, it used. Yeah. I mean, time was. Mm. You could look in your wallet and you could be like, I've got 10p. What are? Mm. What the heck can I do with 10p? Yeah. Like, you can't do anything with 10p. Wait a second.
Yeah,
I've got options here. I've got two options I can think of straight off. I can think of an option. Freddo.
Yeah.
And
Frosties.
Oh, that's another one.
Yeah.
Chomp.
Chomp, yeah.
Oh, no, wait. No, Chomps were 20p.
No, they were 15.
Oh, 15.
12 or 15, yeah. Oh, right. So they were out of your price bracket.
Okay.
But a pack of
Frosties, they were cola, nice. Fizzy cola
I
things,
weren't
they?
I like the apple ones.
Oh, I didn't have the apple
green
ones.
Green apple, yeah. They were nice. Hmm. Or you could buy a 10p ice pop, Flintstones.
Joe Gallagher exclusive ice pop diet.
Large Flintstones ice pop, please. Betty, green one.
Hmm.
Those ones I got every time at school.
Mm.
Again, 10p.
Yeah.
I mean, what more could you want?
Yeah.
You know, video games used to be 10p.
You would be living like a king if someone gave you a quid's worth of 10p. A quid's worth. Man, holding in your hand 10p's. Yeah. Living like an actual king.
Yeah. I mean, that's when, you know, pocket money, a quid. Yeah. Two
Amazing.
Quid.
Yeah.
You were 2 quid, 2.50.
That's ridiculous.
Like, you would be out for the day.
I would probably pass out. If someone gave me 2 quid, I'd be like, oh. I don't know what to do first.
What are you doing? Well, I'm going to go down the arcade.
Oh, wait a second. I need a plan. I'd write the plan out. I'd get a bit of paper and I'd write out my day, because that would be a day of fun.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you could do all sorts. I mean, that's when you could go and get penny sweets as well.
Yeah.
And you put them in yourself, and then you went up to the counter and you told them how much was in there. How much in there? 30p. 30p
it's
on
like
the nose.
75p.
30p on the nose. Looks a bit weighty for 30p. No, it is. Yeah, 30p.
Yeah.
No,
okay, yeah. It's mainly flying saucers.
Yeah.
At the bottom, there's like 16 white mice.
Yeah. But they never counted it either. They just went, right. Yeah. Then you give them the 30p, and you probably nicked a few as well.
The little paper bags.
Yeah. Sometimes you had string. Well, they were attached, weren't they?
The newsagent always wore an apron for some reason.
Yeah.
Or a flowery apron.
Yeah, no,
What's the apron for?
No, probably because they live upstairs and they've just been cooking lunch or whatever.
I always wondered.
They lived above the shop, didn't they?
No, I think it might have been to do with the papers, like the ink off the papers getting on their clothes.
Yeah, maybe.
But I just remember seeing.
But it was so fun. It was just. Like, I used to do, that was my summer, basically, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Go down, call on my mates, play footy, climb trees, have a few quid for the shop and go into the arcade and stuff. And it was just, it was amazing. It was unbelievably fun.
Yeah.
Just couldn't, you know, I didn't want to come home. I'd come home and have dinner and then be out in the playing in the garden again. And then wake up the next
day. Yeah, which, again, and this
ride
goes...
I'd ride off on my bike all day.
Yeah.
My parents would say, make sure you're back at this time. You know, who you're going to see. I'd tell them whose house I was going around or whatever.
Yeah.
Go ride off to the village, which was a couple of miles, next village, a couple of miles away, about 2.5 miles, and just be there out all day.
Thing is, you must have grown up in a... Well, it's a different time now as well, but maybe that was a safer place.
Yeah,
I wouldn't let my kids cycle off to the next town.
Not these days, no.
No.
But back then, it was because you'd see adults that you knew all the time.
Yeah.
Like your mates from school, their parents... People at the shop, local shops and stuff knew you.
Yeah.
So it
was... The butcher, the baker, the farmer, postman.
Yeah. All of them, yeah. They all knew you. So, you know, they sort of...
Everyone kept an eye
out for everyone's kids and stuff. Yeah. So it was safe.
So were you sprinting down the road with a loaf of bread under your arm? Is that your job?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, any cliche you can think of, that was me. Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
No, but it was fun. It was so nice. And I think back now and I think... You know, if you had kids now, it'd be a shame that they potentially wouldn't be able to have that.
Well, I think they would. I'm quite lucky. I live right next to the park, so quite easy for kids just to go straight into the park.
That'd be good.
But you're right. This goes back to what we were talking about on the main show this week about the family fun day.
Yeah.
And how there's absolutely no need to go to a family fun day.
No, of course.
Because there's so much fun to be had. But... I suppose it depends on what you're exposed to. I think
What do you mean?
Well, I'm trying to think of how best to phrase it, really. You know how there's a sort of a way of things in life where if you do something enough, you kind of become desensitized to it. It gets old.
Yeah.
And you look for something more exciting or more unusual or whatever.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah.
To get more of a buzz out of it.
Yeah.
And the simpler your life is, the less it takes for you to get excited. Yeah. Right? Example, a kid who's got tons of toys.
Yeah.
Loads of video games. They can stay up as late as they want.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
Mm.
All the stuff that usually, well, not usually, all the stuff that some kids would have to wait till they're a bit older to stay up late.
Yeah.
Older to get like a mobile phone.
Yeah.
Video games, whatever. And they might, and therefore, those kids who've got all this stuff, they've basically reached like that critical mass. They've got to the point where it's like, well, you've pretty much got all the entertainment. Like,
yeah.
You've got all the entertainment that I've got, and I'm 32.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's the point you realise, oh, I don't actually need half this stuff.
No.
Because you've used it or you've done it. It's like, oh, now what?
Yeah. There's nothing else. Like, you have to keep getting the latest thing.
If your toys were going to make like mud pies in the garden, exactly, in the compost heap in the garden, and like making obstacle courses out of like twigs and bits of wood and stuff on your bike.
Yeah.
Endless possibilities.
Exactly, yeah.
So I can't remember what my point is.
Well, that's why I wouldn't, I've said before, you know, if I have kids and stuff, they're not having any of that
but the
technology
thing is,
stuff. And they can get stuck. If they, you know, if they come home and, oh, my friend's got this, I'll be like, well, you don't need it. And I'll show them other things that are even more fun.
Yeah.
And sitting playing, you know, Candy Crush on an iPad, that's not fun. That's boring.
Yeah.
Compared to, look, let's go and build
have
a tree
an adventure.
House. Let's go and build a tree house that you can play in, and let's do this, build an obstacle, let's, you know, make a ramp for your bike and stuff.
I agree, though, but I kind of feel sorry for those kids because they're going to, I don't know if their brains are able to appreciate the value in those things because they've seen like the forbidden fruits.
I suppose when we were,
you know what I mean?
When we were kids, none of that stuff was around.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of the age of where the NES was out and the Sega Master System was the sort of, you know, that was the technology of the time.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of friends who had those things. But I just wasn't that, I wasn't interested.
Right.
You know, if we went around the house, I'd play it and I was like, oh, that's quite cool. But I would have rather been playing outside.
You do get different types of kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. But there's more of it now. You know, they will always see you on your phone. So that will be a thing. You know, when your kid's growing up, they'll see you on your phone all the time, or your tablet or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll grow up thinking, well, what's that? I want to play on that.
Yeah, that's so true, because I think you need to be careful about that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm really compulsive with my phone.
Yeah.
I find myself flicking through. I don't even know what. Like, I deleted the Facebook app because I'd be looking at it before I realised, like, I hadn't consciously opened it.
Mm.
And I'm flicking through it. I'm flicking through. And the way Facebook is so bad now that you go on and you see the same stuff that you saw yesterday.
Yeah.
Just over based on how many people have seen it and whatever. No new stuff comes through.
Mm.
And it's just like, it is completely brain dead.
Well, that's why I turn my phone off and stuff in the evenings.
Yeah.
When I get home.
It's good.
I turn my phone off because I just think, you know, especially with our job, we're on the computers all day.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, occasionally look at stuff, Facebook or whatever, or it comes up and I get, you know, I'm at home in the evening. I think I need to do other stuff. I need to have downtime. I need to not do that, you know. I mean, I don't really click on Facebook and scroll through things and stuff like that really without making a conscious effort to do it.
See, I don't know why and that's why I deleted it.
Yeah.
It's just like, sometimes I'm just sat, you're just not doing anything. You're just thinking, I'll just see if anything's like. The only reason I ever go on Facebook, this is the honest truth, is just to monitor what's happening with the peach.
Yeah.
Like, I never ever go, oh, I wonder what my friends are up to. Like, who cares?
But you can get hooked into something. You know, you start off, you look at something to do with the peach, and then you see a post or something, then you click on it, you click a video, and then you're in. You know, that's the whole point of stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It hooks you in with content. Before you know it, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're looking at another related video on YouTube.
But exactly, but kids will absorb that, like through observation.
Mm, yeah,
they'll absorb that behavior.
Yeah,
and then that will become ingrained from a really, really young age. And before you know it, all your kids doing is just like they're growing up with like a craned forward head.
It's just their chin touches their chest,
permanently fused in that position from birth.
Yeah. Well, that must be, I think that'll probably be a problem in the next 10, 20 years. Children who, as their bones are forming, as they're growing, that they've constantly got their heads down.
Do you know
down,
what? You're probably right,
Which we never did.
Yeah, well, I did,
Well, no, I mean, you know, as you're growing up, as your bones are forming into how they will be as an adult, you know, they'll have these curved spines, head.
Could be right.
Tilted forward.
It's actually quite scary.
It's worrying, yeah. So I think you need to, you know, you need to be mindful of how you act and what your kid sees and stuff. It's not just tell them to do this and that. You know, they, like you say, they will look at what you do and they'll copy it because they've got no other form of reference.
Yeah.
It's what their parents do. That's what they want to do.
So try and remain clothed as much as possible.
Well,
is that good?
That goes without saying.
Good rule.
Yeah.
Don't use your phone a lot. Wear clothes.
Yeah.
Any others?
Those
are the main two.
Probably the main two. Feed them occasionally.
Feed them occasionally. You know,
spoken about that.
I would love for you to have a kid and to see your amazingly simple solution to getting them to eat. I can't remember if this was on this show or the last show.
Last show, yeah. I think it'd be easy enough.
I don't think it would.
I think it. Well, I think so long as you did it from day one, you'd made a routine and you stuck to it. You didn't get lazy, you know. It's easy. I'm sure it's easy enough to, you've had a crap day. Oh, I'll just bung some nuggets in or whatever. Here you go. And then they get a taste for it.
Yeah.
I think so long as you stick, this is what we eat. You eat the same as me.
Yeah.
I'll make
dinner. I like nuggets, so.
Yeah?
I quite like nuggets.
You can have nuggets.
To be honest, I'm quite happy just to bung something. That's what I did tonight.
But I think if you've got kids, it's different, isn't it? You know, you make a dinner and they eat what you have. Which I never had when I was a kid.
Really?
Mum and Dad would make their dinner and then we'd have something different.
Oh, right.
Or they'd just eat the same crap we had, like fish and chip, egg and chips or something like that.
I quite like egg and chips.
I love egg and chips was my favourite. Yeah. Fried eggs and deep fried home cooked chip, like a potato chopped up and made into chip. Not oven. They didn't have oven chips or anything.
Really?
No. Didn't have oven chips back then.
Chip watch.
Yeah. And the oil was in the fryer. It just stayed in the fryer.
Just oil,
like bung a bottle of oil in.
Flavour, innit?
That's there for months.
Flavour, innit?
Over and over, boiled over and over again.
It's like a fine wine.
It was flavourful, but the chips always had black stuff on them.
Yeah.
Delicious, though.
Crisp.
Imagine good for your arteries.
Crisp, yeah.
Very crisp, yeah. Fluffy on the inside, crisp on the outside.
Just like you.
Yeah. Do you like?
I do like.
Mm. That's aftertaste.
That is aftertaste.
Same as usual, just kind of rambling, but informative.
It's nice to hear our voices, though, isn't it?
Sultry, our dulcet tones.
It's reassuring to hear our voice. Imagine if you couldn't hear our voices anymore. Imagine if tomorrow we just quit the show and that was it.
Well, I can always hear my voice. Just in my head. Don't even have to speak and I can hear it. Which is nice. Why are you blinking at me? You're blinking the tune. Please stop doing that. That's so weird. Why are you? Okay, fine. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us.
Subscribe to the newsletter, theabsolutepitch.com/newswatch. Yeah, if you're missing out on a show.
If you're in tapas and you're not subscribed to the newsletter, it's a bit weird, to be honest.
It's stupid.
You're a bit strange.
You are stupid, if so. Okay, thanks, bye.